Good morning. It's time to begin our worship. Please silence your cell phones and prepare for worship while we enjoy the prelude. Thank you. Good morning again and welcome. I think this qualifies for a beautiful day in December. It is beautiful out there. Good to see lots of little children running around the church this morning. It was very, very nice. I like that. Please register your attendance on the registration sheets in the pews. Pass the sheets to the others in your row and make sure to return them to the center aisle when you're done. And note who's sitting in the pew with you. Make sure to look through the calendar of events and the announcements in your bulletin. A couple of things to highlight are this afternoon. There's a Christmas recital at 4 p.m. here in the sanctuary with the youth. There's only one service on Christmas Eve, 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Include candlelight, carols, and communion. There will be nursery care available. Please make sure you note that on your calendar and show up. Tamale sales, we're working again with Immigration Alliance of Casper to help a local family. If you'd like to sign up, there's a sheet down in the fellowship hall that you can sign up to get some tamales for. Are there any other announcements? Read through the other ones in your bulletin, but does anyone have anything else they needed to add? Very good. Let's all stand now and greet everyone around us, and then we'll continue our worship by singing Angels We Have Heard on High, verses 1 through 3. It's on page 155 in your hymnal.
Yeah. morning.
Please join me in the call to worship with the responsive reading in the bulletin. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things.
We will tell the whole world what God has done.
Give thanks to God and praise God's name.
God is great. God is here with us and among us.
God is our strength and our song. Please pray with me. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for your word and for the eternal truths which guide us day by day. Teach us how to turn unto you so that your thoughts may be our thoughts and your ways our ways. We pray in the spirit of Jesus, who taught his disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Third Sunday of Advent, we
light three candles. The first symbolizes hope. The second represents peace. The third candle with its rose color indicates joy.
God sent John the Baptizer to prepare the people for the coming of Jesus Christ, the true light of the world. When we know Jesus, we know joy.
The prophet Isaiah said, "Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel."
Prayer. Merciful God, we give thanks that you send messengers like John to call us to greater faith. We ask that in these days we prepare for you in prayer and acts of holy.
Composition.
Compassion. Forgive us and lead us to your light. Bless us with your joy. Amen.
Let us respond to the lighting of the Advent wreath by singing verse 3 of number 132, When God is a Child. Thank you to Amanda and her daughters for that wonderful job reading for us the meaning of this third Sunday of Advent, a Sunday of joy. On the back of your bulletin, you'll find reasons that we rejoice together and reasons that we share concern in prayer for one another. Our card shower this morning is for the leaders of the congregation. We give thanks to those who have served on the board in the past year. And at our congregational meeting this morning, right before worship, a new slate of officers was elected for the incoming year. Linda Mosteller is completing her term of service as our board chair. Dan Cooey will begin his service on January 1st as president of the congregation. 6 new elders were elected, as well as officers of the board, and we give thanks to all of them for their service. I'd encourage you to write a prayer card to someone who serves in a leadership role in the church. Give them your thanks and encouragement for the journey. A joy to share. Congratulations to the Black family. Brianna has completed her master's degree in Birmingham, England. The family was able to travel there and celebrate her completion of that master's, and we're so excited for her. At chapel this morning, another joy was shared by Rita Peterson. Her granddaughter, Brittany, has completed her studies at the University of Wyoming, and we are thankful for that. We pray for those who are living with cancer, including Paul Halleck's grandson, Eli. He is not receiving chemotherapy right now. We're waiting for his numbers to be strong enough again for him to resume chemo. Prayers for Eli. His immune system is very low right now. That's part of the chemo process, so they have to wait for his body to build up strength again. Oakley Gallup is a member of the broader Casper community. Oakley has had cancer since being 3 years old. There was a blessing for the family in that Oakley was in remission. They traveled to Florida for a trip. And during that time, Oakley became ill again. There's a recurrence of a tumor, and so he's at the Salt Lake Hospital for Children. Prayers for the Gallup family. It was a joy to see Mary Oliver at chapel today and at the tasting party. She continues to recover from her brain surgery, and we are so thankful that she's doing well. Carol Sage's great-grandson, Otto, was in the hospital this week. He is home from the hospital. She asks for prayers for healing for him. Yesterday, members of our congregation joined with Phil and Becky Ostrander for an adoption shower to celebrate the arrival of Levi. It is a blessing to have him here. He is still learning English. He is 5 years old. Levi has some vision difficulty. He had cataracts as an infant, and those were not removed in China. So the Ostranders asked for prayers for Levi. On Friday, they will be going to Colorado to meet with a pediatric vision specialist. The plan is to remove the cataracts sometime in January. Prayers for Tom Bromley, who has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and his wife, Robin. Elaine Singleton has a torn rotator cuff, and they have a trip coming up. She's in a bit of pain and waiting to hear from the doctor about possible treatment for her recovery. We continue to pray for Dan Bilbesi and Pam Steinle, who is at Elkhorn, for Janice Kell, who's having health issues, for little Thomas Cook, and for our preschool director, Annette Crane. She had surgery Thursday afternoon. She had planned on staying at the hospital overnight, and when I was there at 7 a.m. Friday, they said she'd gone home. Annette was able to celebrate a staff Christmas lunch with us on Friday, and she's tender and sore, but doing well. So prayers of healing for Annette. The missionary we're lifting up today is Tony Reynolds, who serves in the Dominican Republic, and we pray for those affected by recent shootings around the world. Our regional prayer partners are the members of Cairn Christian Church in Lafayette, Colorado. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary. You're encouraged to sign and send greetings to them. Yesterday, the Blanket Ministry had a special event at Blakeman's. They were able to use serger sewing machines to hem multiple blankets. It was a great opportunity for publicity in the community about the Fleece Blanket Ministry. And I think 29 blankets were completed. That's terrific. We're going to have a special prayer of blessing for those in a few minutes. But before we do that, are there any other concerns today that we want to share or joys that we want to name this morning? Tammy. A friend who had traveled here to the States from England fell and had to have surgery. Prayers for recovery for her so that she builds up strength and can go home. Pam.
Prayers for my sister, Paula Orr. She called me Wednesday. Her husband passed away. Didn't even know he was sick, but I guess he had been for quite a while. He was a musician that did play in Casper a long time ago. He used to play with Roy Orbison. So if you know the song Pretty Woman, he's the drummer. So, prayers for her for this holiday season.
Prayers for Pam's sister, Paula Orr, whose husband has passed away. Becky.
Prayers for safe travels for my folks who are flying to Indiana today from here.
Prayers for Becky's parents who are flying to Indiana. Prayers for others who will be traveling this holiday season. Joan. We have been praying for Joni's cousin, Dan Brown. He has been given a clean bill of health. The cancer is gone. Thank the Lord, he's back to teaching full time, and we share with you in rejoicing in that great news. Anyone else this morning? Cindy. It is indeed a delight and a blessing to have so many children at our church. 2 weeks ago, there were 24 little ones downstairs for Sunday school. Last Sunday, there were 30. This morning, all of our kids are here in the sanctuary to share with us in a special time of music, and it is a blessing and a delight to have them in worship with us today. Let us bring all of these joys and our prayer concerns to the Lord in a time of shared silence as we pray together. O God of wondrous joy, in this holy season of Advent, we give thanks for your presence with us in tangible ways. We are thankful, Holy One, for the Christ child who came to earth to be born, to live among us as our Savior Jesus, that we might see you in the flesh, that we might know your love. Lord, we thank you for all the ways in which your holy joy is made incarnate, is made enfleshed. We thank you for all the ways in which your love is embodied in our world. In this time of prayer, O God, we ask for healing for those who are sick or suffering, for those who are struggling. We pray for all who are living with cancer, including Eli, Oakley, Tom. We pray for those who have other health needs, giving thanks for those who are recovering and asking for healing for all in need. We lift you prayers for Dan and Pam, for Janice and little Thomas, for Annette. Lord, we pray for healing for hearts made heavy. We ask you to be with Pam's sister, Paula, as she mourns her husband's passing. And we pray for others who, in the midst of a joyous season, have moments when their hearts are touched with sadness for missing loved ones. Lord, we ask your healing hand to be with Elaine as she deals with a torn rotator cuff. Watch over Phil and Becky as they drive Levi to the eye doctor on Friday. We pray for a good prognosis for treating his cataracts. We rejoice with those who have completed milestones in their lives, including Rita's granddaughter, Brittany, and Brianna Black on completing her master's degree. We ask for safe travels for all who are journeying. Lord, be with Becky's parents as they fly to Indiana today, and be with others in this holiday season who will be on the roads and in the airways. To be with loved ones, may they arrive safely. Oh God, we pray for those who are traveling through life in challenging times. We pray for communities, including Strasbourg, France, and Campinas, Brazil, affected by violent recent shootings. And Lord, we ask your blessing to be upon Tony Reynolds and the work being done as a missionary in the Dominican Republic. Bless the pastors and members of Karen Christian Church in Lafayette. God, we rejoice in Dan Brown's healing from his cancer, his ability to return to work. And we pray for others who are on that journey towards being made well, that you would be with them every step of the way. On this third Sunday of Advent, the calendar year dawns anew. And so we pray for those who take on new roles of leadership in our church, giving thanks for their willingness to serve you and asking that you, O God, would bless them with wisdom and patience in the coming year. All these prayers that we name aloud and those that we hold in our hearts, we lift to you, Holy One. In the name of Christ, amen. We're going to have a special blessing of fleece blankets. I've asked Jackie to help me this morning. We have brought up just two of the many blankets that were made yesterday. We will have a prayer blessing on these blankets, but symbolically, bless all of the fleece blankets that our church will be handing out this winter. We have blankets before us that were hand-tied and also that were serged. There's a children's blanket to remind us that oftentimes it is young people and families who receive the blankets given out by our blanket ministry. I ask that you would pray with me. Lord, we ask your blessing to be upon all the blankets that have been sewn and tied, which will be given away soon. This very week, O God, some of them will find their ways into the hands of those who are cold or hurting, who are frightened, We pray, O Lord, that both physical and spiritual warmth will be given through these blankets to those who need them most. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Jackie. I'm going to invite our children's choir to come forward and to prepare to sing for us. Their first selection is Joy to the World, a beautiful traditional hymn that speaks to us of the joy of this season. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, we are filled with rejoicing. We are so thankful to God for the love given to our world, for forgiving our sins, and sending Jesus to light our way in times of darkness. We want to thank Joan McNamara and our other volunteers who've been working with the children and youth. We thank them for the practice they have made to prepare to sing for us today. There are gifts from our Christian Education Department for all of the children of the church. So parents, please be sure that today, before you leave the building, you see Jennifer Grooms, our Christian Ed Chair, in the lobby, and you'll receive a gift from the church for our children. Joy to the world. And the people of God said,
Amen.
Amen. Indeed, let heaven and nature sing. All the world around us, all of God's children, people of all ages in this holy season, sing with joy for the gift of God. One of the ways in which we reflect the joy of the season is through the gift of music. You're hearing bells ring this morning as our children prepare for their next song, which will be Come On, Ring Those Bells. As the children receive their bells to ring as they sing, we are thankful for the joy of the season and the joy of having children with us this morning. If you have ever been on a sleigh ride and heard bells jingle, perhaps that memory will come back to you in these moments. We are thankful for each of our little ones and for their families. We know it takes extra work for parents to get your children ready to be here early in the morning to practice, and we're so thankful that they came. In case you don't know, the jingle bells are red and green, And it's important that the children receive the right bells. So Mrs. Grooms is taking care of that detail for us today. We're now going to practice holding our bells very still and watch our director. It is so hard if you're wearing bells to be still and not wiggle. Come on, ring those bells. Our older children will be remaining in the service with their families today. There is nursery care available for the littlest ones who need help sitting still. They're welcome to go downstairs to the nursery. Come on, ring those bells. We know it's Christmas Day. We celebrate Jesus' birthday when we light the tree, when we ring the bells. Our handbell choir will play for us, "I Saw Three Ships." In previous generations, the arrival of ships was a way to spread news across the globe. It took time for word to travel from one continent to another, a long journey treacherous at sea. Finally, when ships arrived, everyone in the village would rush down to the harbor, rejoicing to receive new supplies, words of loved ones, to welcome people from far away. The arrival of ships carried with it a message of news. In the traditional carol, "I Saw Three Ships on Christmas Day," we hear the joyous news of the arrival of Jesus and Mary in Bethlehem. Let us hear our handbells.
Thank you.
as disciples, it's our tradition to invite all followers of Jesus Christ to join in the celebration of Holy Communion. It's just one way to celebrate our given unity in Jesus and his church. The table of our Lord is now set for all those who need grace, forgiveness, strength, and wisdom for ministry and mission to the world. All who hunger to know God, all who hunger to know the love of God are welcome. Let's sing hymn number 173, As With Gladness, as we prepare for communion.
The traditional carol, Three Ships, includes these words. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was on those ships, all three? A little boy and Our Lady. On they sailed to Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. Then let us all rejoice and sing on Christmas Day, and all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. The good news of Christ's love travels in many forms. It is rung out in bells and played by orchestras. The word traveled by ship, by foot, by plane. Everywhere that humans live on the face of this earth, the gospel of Jesus is proclaimed. The love of Christ that we saw at the manger and we know in the cross is embodied at the Lord's table. When we break bread in the holy act of communion, and when we share bread with a stranger who is in need, Christ's love is embodied again in our presence. All who long to know God's love in Jesus are welcome to share in this meal as the gifts are passed. We remember that night when Jesus met with his friends in the upper room. While they were at table, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his friends, saying, "This is my body given for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we break the bread and drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection. We tell the good news for all the world to hear. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
God of grace, we pray for a renewed sense of the ageless meaning of Advent. May we have a sense of awe and anticipation as we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child. As we partake of the bread and the cup, fill us with your Spirit that we might have the wisdom to understand the mystery of this table and the depth and height and breadth and length of your love for us. Through this meal, strengthen us to be followers of Jesus, a community of peace in a broken world. Amen.
Our Christmas special offering supports the work of regional ministers of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Across the United States and Canada, our regional ministries work to connect congregations to each other, foster faith development, gather disciples in camps, conferences, and assemblies, nurture the development of a new generation of pastors, assist churches in calling new ministers, interpret the global mission of the church, represent the church in ecumenical gatherings, counsel and pray with those who are troubled of spirit, lead the church to address racism, inspire leaders to experiment and create, and witness to the power of God to make things new. The Central Rocky Mountain region of the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, equips the ministry of 311,000 square miles of disciples, consisting of 47 congregations and 175 ministers in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, Southeast Idaho, and Northwest New Mexico. For many years, youth from our congregation have gathered with other disciples' teams for summer camps and weekend retreats. Our women and men have been to weekend retreats, and this year we were blessed to host a regional assembly called Fall Feast. As our congregation prepares to enter the search process, looking for an associate pastor, our regional minister, Reverend Joan Bell Haynes, will give support along the way to help us find the best possible disciples candidates. The CRMR forms a web of relationships that helps us know we are not alone. God continues to do new and wondrous things, and we are part of this holy work. Thank you for your financial support of ministry at First Christian Church Casper, given throughout the year, and your support of our shared regional ministry given in the Christmas offering.
We give thanks, O Lord, for all the blessings of life. Receive now these tithes and offerings as a sign of the gratitude in our hearts. Amen.
This morning, I'll be reading from the book of Zephaniah. You'll find that in your Old Testament on page 877, if you choose to read along with me. It will be from the 14th verse to the 20th. A song of joy. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." Amen.
You did, Peg. Thank you. For those of you who weren't here last Sunday, you may not know that Peg just asked, "Did I read the right thing?" And the choir chuckled. It's because last week we had planned a reading from Malachi, which Peg had studied at home. And understandably, when she stepped up to read last Sunday, she opened the Bible. She happened to be in Micah. Well, the third chapter of Malachi talked of peace. The third chapter of Micah speaks of the punishment awaiting false prophets. It includes boiling flesh off your bones. So thank you, Peg, for reading Zephaniah today. Zephaniah was a contemporary of Jeremiah. Both of them had a tendency to bring some gloom and doom as prophets. Their calling from God was to warn the Israelites of the consequences of sin. There are other verses in Zephaniah that are not nearly as cheery as what Peg read for us. But the three chapters of this book end with this song of joy, a note of hope, a promise from the Lord that a day of redemption is coming. Like other Old Testament prophets, including Isaiah, Zephaniah foretold the coming of Christ, the Prince of Peace. The prophets told of the joy that would happen. There were others who heard that joyous news, including shepherds gathered on the hillside outside of Bethlehem. When Jesus was born, the angels of heaven appeared to those shepherds to proclaim good news of great joy. This morning, we sing with great joy to proclaim God's news. I invite you to reflect on this portion of the Christmas story as we sing together, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks," on page 154 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
We have sung the story of the shepherds and the angels. Now we hear it told in Scripture through the gospel account of Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 8. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you to our choir, all of our musicians, our guest orchestra today for sharing music with us this morning. What a glorious telling of the season through the songs that you are bringing to us. The shepherds heard those angel songs. They were among the very first to know the birth of Jesus had taken place. I imagine it was a rather cold, dark night on the hills outside of Bethlehem. The sheep were doing what sheep do. Some idly grazing, some sleeping, some bleating, perhaps a little lamb frolicking a bit and then snuggling with its mother. The shepherds possibly sat around a campfire seeking warmth, telling stories, taking turns staying awake to keep watch over the flock by night, to keep the sheep safe from those who might steal or harm the lambs. They were on guard for predators. But it was a night like any other night, quiet and calm. Perhaps someone around that fire was telling a joke and they chuckled quietly, not wanting to disturb the flock. Perhaps it was Andrew's turn to be awake and Benjamin's turn to sleep just a little, slumbering, relaxed against a rock or the trunk of a tree. The night passed on. And then suddenly, everything changed. In a twinkling, it went from a dark night to the most brilliant light the shepherds had ever seen. I wonder, did the sheep bleat and cry, or were they still in calm and awe? First one angel appeared, and then an entire chorus announcing the news. The gospel tells us that the angel proclaimed good news of great joy for all people. That means even for us, even though we weren't on that hillside outside of Bethlehem, the message of that angel comes to us still. For you is born a Savior, and this will be the sign. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. Did you notice the detail of the story? The shepherds talk to each other. What do we do next? They've heard this incredible announcement. They could have ignored it, although how you ignore an angel, I'm not sure. They decided to go to Bethlehem and see this thing that they had heard. And they went with haste. In other words, they didn't go when they got around to it. There was a sense of urgency and excitement. The joy was so overwhelming that they started to jog down that hillside, perhaps even break into a full run to look for that baby in a manger. Is your faith like that? You're minding your own business. It's an ordinary time. And suddenly God does something miraculous for you. A prayer is answered. A baby is born. A sickness is relieved, and you are filled with joy. So you go with haste to celebrate that good news, to tell someone else what it means to know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. I wonder, did any of the shepherds sleep through the whole night? Did they miss out on the whole thing? Was there that old guy back behind a bush snoring and everyone else forgot to wake him up and tell him, hey, we're headed to Bethlehem, come on. The shepherds ran with joy. When a mother is pregnant, the whole family anticipates the birth. When her water breaks and she goes into contractions, you can bet that her husband is right there with her. And he's the one who's responsible for getting her to the hospital on time. Does that husband roll over in bed and start snoring? I don't think so. He rushes out to the car, perhaps gathering bags that have been packed for weeks. He carefully and gingerly helps his wife into the vehicle, and then, even in the middle of the night, makes a beeline straight for the hospital. I've heard countless stories of police officers being gracious with young couples who pass through a stop sign or a red light on the way to the hospital. The excitement and joy of that baby's arrival is infectious, so that even total strangers help with the hurry. If the call comes when a family member is at work, often the response is, "Your grandbaby's being born now. Go, just go." You leave your work behind, and there you are for that joyous birth. Are there things that have happened in your life that fill you with so much joy? You have to run. You go with haste. You can't just sit still. I think of children in the summertime when they hear the magical music of an ice cream truck. They happen to be at grandma's house, and she discreetly reaches into her handbag and pulls out money to hand to those grandchildren, saying, "Go get you an ice cream, it's okay." You can bet that those children are going to run down the street and catch the eye of the ice cream truck so that they can have that treat. It's a simple thing, but the joy is so great. You don't walk laconically, because after all, you might miss it. The ice cream truck driver might go around the corner and you're left behind. There's such joy, you want to run. An announcement is posted on a school bulletin board. There have been auditions for all the theater students to be in a play. The director has said, "I know you want me to text you and send an email, but I'm old school. I'll post the list at 3:00. Word goes out. The cast has been set. Those theater students run to the bulletin board, trying to be cool and calm and look like they're not in a hurry, but they're so eager to see who got the lead. The joy and excitement is infectious. Even other students who don't care about a play are wondering, what's going on? Where's everybody headed? And a crowd comes to run to see that posted list. What experience has happened in your life that has filled you with so much joy? You have to run. Even with knees that might be creaky or cranky, you find yourself eager to get there as soon as you can. The shepherds went with haste to Bethlehem. May we in our lives run with joy to proclaim the good news of Christ, to tell others what a difference it makes to to have Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord, as our friend. Our choir and orchestra will give this same message to us this morning as we hear in music the call for shepherds to run to the manger in Bethlehem.
We always appreciate it. I would like to introduce them to you. Christine Hutchins on cello, Roy Hayford on French horn, Susan Stanton on violin, Tammy Hett on clarinet, Dan Rulin on trumpet, and Charlotte Bruner on flute, and Carrie Schubert on percussion. Thank you.
Thank you again to choir and orchestra, to Amber, our music director, for that wonderful message, "Hurry, shepherds, run to Bethlehem." I would remind you that this week it may feel like you're hurrying a bit. The countdown to Christmas is upon us. We'll have two services next Sunday, as we do every week at 8:15 and 10:10. We'd be honored to see you and your friends here in worship. On Christmas Eve, we'll have one worship service at 7 o'clock in the evening. I remind our members, that's a great time to bring friends with you to church, to share the good news of Christ as we celebrate Jesus' birth. After worship this morning, I would invite you downstairs to Fellowship Hall. There are an abundance of treats. We had a Christmas tasting party between services today, and there's still extra snacks, coffee downstairs. I'd encourage you to stay and visit with one another for a few minutes, greet members of the choir and guests who are here today. And while you're there, sign up for the tamale sale if you're interested in getting tamales. The person baking tamales this time is different than the woman we've worked with before. The tamales will be beef. It's a different member of the Immigration Alliance of Casper. She is in the process of recertifying her legal status to stay in this country, and it's a complex, expensive process. She's trying very hard to follow the law and keep her paperwork up to date, and she needs a little bit of assistance along the way. She doesn't want to hand out, but this is a way that we can help that family if you're interested. You can sign up downstairs. The tamales will be here next Sunday at 9 o'clock, and you'll pay cash to the Immigration Alliance of Casper at that time. Our benediction this morning, our final blessing as we go forth, is a gift in music from, I think, the youngest pianist in the church. We have several piano students. Some of them will perform this afternoon at 4. I invite you to come back for our Christmas recital. But our benediction today will be played by Colin Stewart, a piano solo. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We do indeed wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a blessed end to the Advent season in this final week leading up to our celebration of Christ's birth. May you go forth with joy in your heart. May you run to tell others the good news of Jesus' birth and be blessed throughout this week with the presence of Christ in your life. Amen and amen.